same thing. No, they're not. You going to tell me a backup defensive tackle at Northwestern who was 1-7 in the Big Ten has the same value of a USC or Ohio State quarterback? Don't think so. So I'm reading these stories today about Drexel University did a fair market value of what football players are worth if you split the revenue. And I'm supposed to believe a Georgia football player is worth $387,000. Well, which player? What year? I'd argue a college basketball player has more value because there's only five guys who play at one time. I mean, a college basketball program has 12 scholarships and only seven of them play. College football has 85 scholarships and 50 of them play to 55. So to me, that reduces the impact of any individual player. Even at a quarterback position in college, Ohio State lost their quarterback midseason. They didn't lose any games. They had a backup who was capable. Gronk's only worth half a point in the NFL. What's his market value? Some people will overpay for Gronk. The Raiders overpay for everybody. The Redskins overpay for everybody. The Patriots won't overpay for anybody. What is fair market value? Like a company makes $100 million, so each employee, the 1,000 of the employees at the company are all worth $100 grand. Doesn't work that way. There's always hierarchies and stratas, and you get a lot, and you get stock options, and you don't. This idea that all college football players have the same value in the same programs and the same conferences, I got news for you. A starting tailback for LSU is worth a lot more than a starting defensive tackle for Purdue. You know, a player that's a star on a 12-0 team's got a lot more value than a guy that doesn't play or start on a 1-9 team. This whole thing about now we're putting fair market value to employees. ESPN is a $40 billion company. Hey, I got a radio show. It's very popular. I think I'm worth about $28 million a year, right? I'm driving a lot of revenue. It doesn't work that way. You get what you can negotiate. And if you negotiate with a union, you're not going to get